Gentlemen, welcome to the Pursuit of Manliness podcast, where we are raising the standard of what it means to be a man of God. My name is Jarrett Samuels. I'm the host of the Pursuit of Manliness podcast. Men, thank you for taking the time to listen to today's episode. The Pursuit of Manliness podcast was created to equip men to pursue biblical manliness. We do this by three areas of focus. Number one, follow Jesus, the greatest example of manliness this world has ever seen. Number two, we work and keep what God has entrusted to us. And number three, we invest in others to do the same. Each podcast episode, from interviews, dialogue, men in the Bible, or what do you do with that episodes, where we dive into challenging difficulties in the Bible, is designed to equip you, challenge you, and help you be a better man of God for yourself and those who depend on you. It is my hope that you will like and share these episodes, helping us continue the conversation with other men around the globe. As always, we welcome the community within the content. I want to hear from you. Leave a comment where you found this episode, or let me know your thoughts or your perspective on the dialogue that you're going to hear today. As always, I want to encourage you to go to iTunes, click subscribe, and never miss any of the Pursuit of Manliness podcast episodes. You can also find the Pursuit of Manliness at thepursuitofmanliness.com or on YouTube. And of course, you can find us on social media at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all of them at Pursue Manliness. If you're looking for further dialogue, conversation, and community, join our closed Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Pursuit of Manliness. Gentlemen, it's now time for today's show. All right, gentlemen, welcome to today's show. At this time, I'd like to welcome Griffin Coyner of Stash Salt Moustache Wax. Griffin, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Man, I introduced you in introduction, and I've checked you out on Instagram for I don't know how long now. I love your relentless pursuits and guys that are posting your product. But for our listeners who may not know who you are, would you just take some time and introduce who you are and what you're doing here?
All right, so my name is Griffin Coyner. I live with my family in Weatherford, Texas. Grew up in Southern California. We've been out here about 11 years. I've been a firefighter since 2011. And yeah, so it's probably about just over a year ago. As you guys know, firefighters' mustaches go together like peanut butter and jelly. It's kind of a thing. So about an hour out of training, and I had brought some mustache wax, and I was letting different guys try it all and just see what they thought. And then I had a buddy of mine say, "Hey, man, why don't you just try to make your own?" And that wasn't really something I had ever thought of before. I'm not super crafty or anything like that, but got home from that training and messed around with a few recipes, checked out on Google what works, what doesn't work, tweaked them a little bit, did try a few different things, and it came out pretty good. Obviously, I wasn't trying to start a business or anything like that, but I just put it on my personal Instagram page, and before the day was over, I had multiple people, "Hey, how do I buy it? How do I buy it?" I said, "Oh, shoot, that's not what I was trying to do. I was just trying to mess around and see if I could do it." So I said, "Hey, babe, I need you to make me a logo." So I told my wife, I said, "Hey, it needs to have a fire helmet, a skull, and a mustache." So she came up with that logo that you guys see. And basically, it's just taken off ever since. But like I said, I wasn't trying to start a business. I wasn't trying to, "Hey, this is a get-rich-quick scheme" or something like that. So my first thought was, "Hey, how can I use this to give back to other people?" So my first fire department job, the chief while I was there ended up getting diagnosed with cancer. And I said, "All right, I know I've seen the GoFundMes for his family and stuff like that." So I said, "You know what? That's what this is going to be about. This is going to be a chance to give back to the families that are struggling." So what I've done is, a part of each sale, I save up and donate to families in need, different families across the country that are battling cancer bills. So that's kind of the backstory of it. Is it was never really meant to, "Hey, I'm going to go start a grooming business today." It was, "Hey, this is something that was kind of cool and kind of worked. How can I use it to give back?"
I love that was one of your initial thoughts after, oh, shoot, was how can I help somebody else? Was there a moment that you looked at your wife or you had a dialogue at the kitchen table or something where you said, hey, this is legitimate. Like, people are really dialing into. When did it really come alive that you said, wow, I now have a responsibility here on some level to produce wax in other products?
It's kind of every single day now.
Okay, okay.
It's kind of just like, man, we're really doing this. This isn't something that we didn't sit down for months and have a business plan, have all this stuff figured out. It's kind of just like, shoot, people want it, so let's keep it going. So, but it was probably a few months in that we're like, all right, I guess this is getting pretty serious, pretty legit. So it's been quite an adventure so far.
Yeah, I can imagine. We had connected through Instagram. I don't know when it originally happened, but we have a connection. You had sent me beard oil. I think I have one of your stickers or something like that. And I said in the beginning, you know, with Pursuit of Manliness, one of the things I wanted to do was promote manly products. Not turn them into a Bible study, but promote manly products, whether it was beard oil, whatever, tools, coffee, whatever. And but I stopped for a while because I felt like I was saying, this is the best one. And that's just not true. There's some beard oils and man products that are really good and very man friendly, and some that are not. And I would say, and you did not ask me to say this, yours is definitely, it stays out on the counter. I have three beard oils that stay out all the time. I actually wore it yesterday, now that I'm thinking about it. It is a high quality product. How did you have a bunch of test product? How did you find, because you're a fireman, so you have a mustache. How did you get some guys to try out with beards to try this out?
Yeah. Basically, it was just a lot of research on different, because like you said, you can go a million different directions with it. You can add different ingredients and all that kinds of stuff. So basically just a lot of research for the style that I was going for, and then had some guys try it. And because obviously I can't have a beard. So I don't know what it's like. I do put it on my mustache, and I have to say it's awesome. It smells good, and it's good for keeping the hair straight and all that. But I don't know what it's like on a full beard. So it was basically just taking people's word for it when I said, all right, here's the kind of recipe I want to go for. What do you guys think? And it's been nothing but good feedback so far. So
I would say whatever you're doing, keep doing it. It's a really high-quality product. And what I like about you, we see this with a lot of guys who have a side hustle. I would describe this as a side hustle because you are a firefighter first, and then you have this, right, this on the side, is you'll start these things and then they die out after, 12 months, because it's a lot of work. And especially when money comes in, there's a different type of responsibility. Have you had seasons where you feel overwhelmed or stressed by this side hustle in addition to the long hours that you're already putting in as a firefighter and a husband now?
Right. So, yeah, just for the long the firefighting. So I work full time. My schedule is 24/48. So I work every third day. Doesn't matter where it falls. So on top of that, like you said, husband, father, I have a 4-year-old daughter and a 4-month-old son. So that enough is busy. But I'm also an instructor at one of the local fire academies, and I work part time at another fire department around here as well.
Oh, wow.
So to say time is very precious is an understatement. It's something that kind of came together where it's something my wife and I can do together. She does most of the computer work and design the logos and stuff like that. And I'm kind of just the cheesy face of it. Hey, check out this mustache wax. I guess back to the original question. Yeah, it's at a point now where we've had some pretty serious conversations lately of, hey, it's kind of at a point where it's been fun, it's been a hobby, it's been a side hustle, like you said, it's been a great experience, but it's at the point now where it's either demanding pretty much full-time attention or it's going to stay a hobby.
Right.
And it has the potential, I think, to keep going. And if people catch the vision of, hey, this guy he's not out here trying to get rich. He's out here to try to help other people. And I think people get behind that. Just to build a community is the goal. So I think people are getting behind that. So it's kind of at a point now where we're going all in and we're in this for the long haul. And the goal is to just try to help as many families as possible. So,
well, And we'll let you explain it later on, but I don't know where you're at on other platforms, but on Instagram, you're really good. With Instagram, you need to be good really quick because you don't get a lot of time, and your posts are just constant and it's consistent. And it's, you know, I love, like, when I go to your page, it says American made, firefighter owned, but also this is, I think, really a key to what you said in the beginning. A portion of every sale goes to the responders battling cancer. How did you decide that I need to be a part of this, that you needed to help people who need help?
Like I said, when I used to work, my first chief, he was kind of one of a big influence in my early career. He was always there. He was running calls with us. Hey, what do you guys need around the station? He was just always there. I mean, just one of the greatest guys you'd ever meet. And when I found out about that, I was just like, when he was diagnosed, I wanted to do more to help him, but I wasn't in a position financially where I can just donate all my time or all my money, or I just wanted to find an avenue that would make sense to where more people could be involved as well, where it wasn't just a one-man show trying to change the world, but people get behind this vision. Hey, I'm into this. This is a good idea. Let's do it.
Man, I like it. It's, you're an easy guy to root for. I've never met you. We've just dialogued for about, you know, last 25 minutes, but I think when I that's, you know, one of the things I wanted to do with this podcast after, you know, kind of got through the initial how to do a podcast was I wanted to find guys that I just wanted to have a conversation with and wanted to find out more about. And when I look at what you're doing, you're consistent. It's not cheesy. It seems very genuine. And my thought is, I know you have a lot of firefighters around the country because you're reposting these images and things that they're showing, but how have the guys in your unit where you're at, how have they responded to all this?
I'd say overall is very supportive. I work with a great group of guys. A lot of people have tried it. A lot of people have actually started growing mustaches. I don't know if it's in direct support of me or just because they want to try out the wax or whatever, but overall, it's been great. My chief has gotten some, he's gotten some shirts. It's just, where we live, I don't know if I describe it as a big little city or a little big city. We're kind of right there in between, but it's still very small community feel. So overall, not just in my department, but in the city overall, like I was out early this morning, people just message and try to make orders. And if I recognize that they're close enough, 10 out of 10 times, I'd rather just drive down the road and meet them rather than put it in stick it in the mailbox. I'd rather just say, hey, thanks for the support, I appreciate you, and shake their hand.
Yeah.
So it's not just in the department, it's kind of a community thing. That's what we're going for. So it's been pretty awesome.
Now, you were just doing that this morning, is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went and made a couple deliveries this morning before this.
You can't beat hand-delivered mustache wax. That's got to be and that's again, I think that's it goes to that being genuine and being authentic and not trying to just rake people over for money. You know, I think I love what you're trying to do. One of the things I'd love to know, you have a catchphrase, stay yep. salty. How did this evolve? Where did this come from?
So when all of this started, I was kind of thinking of kicking ideas around of what's a good name for a mustache wax. Because like I said, it wasn't the plan. I wasn't trying to start a business or anything like that. So with firemen, it's kind of like an unspoken rule that if you got time on the job, you have experience, you've been in some crazy situations, you're a salty fireman. Same thing with police or military. You're just salty. So when you picture an old-timey fireman, just a guy that has worked for 30 years, has a big old mustache, you picture he's been through some stuff. So I was like, you know what? It needs to have something to do with that. So mustache, and let's add some salt to it. Let's have some built-in salt. And then the stay salty, my friends, I don't know, that kind of just, it's kind of just happened where I just said it and it just worked. And people got behind it, so... Everything's kind of just gone for it.
I referenced it before, but I think you could clearly see it on your Instagram page. You don't just produce mustache wax. What all do you carry?
So we have the mustache waxes. I started the beard oil, like we talked about. It's called the Bearded Man's Blend. You said you have some, and yeah. It smells great. It's actually good for the skin.
It's wife approved too. So
wife approved.
That's right. She loves
it. Major bonus points. So I was also thinking, how can I make something for the guys that want to support but don't have a mustache? So the easiest thing for me to do was, hey, how about I just make some chapstick? So I call that the bomb stick, just a clever little play on words, bomb stick. I was kind of just thinking, my little catchphrase or my little gimmick for it was, hey, you spend all this time taking care of your upper lip, don't forget about your bottom lip too.
That's good.
So along with that, and stickers, t-shirts, hats, all that kinds of stuff, I'm actually in the works to produce some more stuff. I don't know if this should give away trade secrets right now. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm working on some old school shave soap,
mm-hmm.
with the shave brush and the straight razor with some aftershave. Just like I said, because not everybody has a mustache, not everybody has a beard, but people want to support, people want to get behind something. So I'm trying to think, how can I include everybody, have something for everybody? So we're working on that right now. Hopefully it'll be released very soon. So... yeah,
that's incredible.
Well, yeah.
that was my next question, and maybe you guys are working through that when when you're talking about adding more people to the story. What's next for Stash Salt Mustache Wax? Is it just keep looking at how do we broaden that community of people's involvement? I mean,
so like we were talking about a little bit ago, we've kind of just been playing it by ear. And we've had an Etsy shop, which most people place the orders on there, or if they just contact me directly. So we actually pushed the live button on stashsalt.com this morning.
Oh,
wow. So I got back from those deliveries, and we actually pushed the go button today.
Okay.
So that's now live. Now hopefully we'll have an even greater reach, and hopefully be able to find it and tell them. Hopefully it'll go well.
I'm on it right now. I'm on it. It looks great.
Right up.
I just pulled it up right now. I love it. I love the mustache on the American flag. That American owned is a big deal to you, and I appreciate that. That's this looks nice. I don't know if your wife designed this or who designed it, but it's a nice looking website.
Yep, she did. Yeah, she did. I spew out the ideas, and she gathers all my thoughts and makes it work perfectly.
I'm not trying to draw her more business unless that's what you're trying to. Does she do this for a living? Is this designing logos and websites? This is a big deal.
Yeah, she went to school for that.
Okay.
So she's the perfect teammate for this.
Okay. You have a big announcement on the top of your website. So if somebody's listening to this who hasn't gone to your website yet, what can you let us in on that big announcement? This will certainly post after 7 p.m. Central Time.
Right. So what we're doing is every year everybody's heard of No Shave November, or Movember, as some people call it. So back to the community thing, I've reached out to a ton of first responder-owned companies. We have fire department-owned companies, police, military. We have some people that are just civilians, wood makers, book companies. I've reached out to all these people. And I kind of just gave them my idea. Hey, I want to have a Movember mustache growing contest. So what they're going to do is they're going to buy a tin of wax and a custom shirt that we have made, which is actually an LA County fireman came up with a really awesome logo for us. So it's going to be on November 1st through the 30th. It's a growing contest where you start with clean shaven face. You send us a picture on the first day, and then you send us a picture on the last day, and we're going to have the top 10 people send in their pictures and have everybody else vote. It's not like I'm just going to pick a winner. We're going to have everybody vote on it. We're going to have one grand prize winner. So all these companies that I reached out to, they all sent in products and tools and books and wood signs and shirts and hats and stickers. And it's going to be whoever the winner is going to get hooked up for sure. It's gonna be a grand prize, definitely. So it's gonna be awesome.
And who knows, at the end of 30 days, they may love their beard and not shave it off and get prizes and a beard.
That's the goal. They get to keep the stash. That's a win-win.
That's right. That's right. Well, hey, man, one of the questions we ask every guy on this podcast has little to do with mustache wax, unless that's the genre you're in. We try to recommend putting resources in guys' hands, and so we talk about books and trying to equip ourselves. Is there a book that you're currently reading or something you'd recommend for a guy to take a look at?
So, two that I have on my nightstand all the time, I don't read them just over and over and over again, but read them every once in a while. One of the first ones I have on there is Mansfield's Book of Manly Men. It's kind of just a guide for life for guys. I mean, there's so much stuff in there that's just basic, but that is powerful, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just things that it allows you to call yourself out on and raise yourself up to a higher standard. It's kind of just like field notes for life. Hey, do this. It's stuff that you know to do, but kind of just reminds you and calls you out on it. Another one I have on there is Man Up by Jody Birkin.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was actually just gifted one. It's called Killing Lions. It's kind of the, I guess, the sequel for Wild at Heart. So I'm going to check that out pretty soon. Another one, obviously, got to have your Bible on there. Another great one that I was given by my brother, actually, is Point Man.
Okay.
Just how to step up and lead in your family. So it's all just the same kind of theme, how to be the best godly man that you can in this hard life. I mean, there's a lot of stuff trying to tear apart families, and I'm not into that.
That's right.
I want the opposite.
I think, you know, you mentioned that Mansfield's book. I believe, you know, we're standing here right now doing this podcast and whatever because of that book, because of that kind of that wake up call of, you know, it was a fuse that was kind of starting to burn and then it just took off. And so I had the opportunity to interview Stephen Mansfield when I first started this podcast and was able to share that is an incredible book. I'd recommend all men taking a look at whether you're a believer or not. It's just about being a more responsible, productive man.
Right.
Well, brother, as you know, you mentioned a lot of things that are happening like right now. What's the best way to get in touch with what you're doing and your products and what you're about?
Now that the website's live, we have the email information on there. It's just stashsalt@gmail.com. You can always send a message on Facebook or Instagram. Same thing with Stash Salt Mustache Wax. Or make sure it's Mustache Wax, Moustach. See, people ask me about that. Why do you call it a moustache and not a mustache? So I'm just going to give you my little 2 cents here.
Yeah.
So I have people ask me all the time, hey, why do you call it moustache instead of mustache? So just a little explanation I came up with in my head is anybody can grow a mustache, but you have to wear a moustache. Does that make sense? that's my little explanation. So.
That's your next t-shirt right there. That's a
yeah.
That's a great tagline.
Yeah, anybody can grow a mustache, but you have to wear a mustache.
Nice, nice, man. I have a whole new appreciation for what you're wearing and what you're doing. And really, I'd recommend, guys, I'm looking at your website. You have Facebook and Instagram, but where I came in contact with you was Instagram, and just the consistency and the heart behind what you're doing, I feel like it really comes through. You know, I love the story about your wife designing the logo and kind of how that came about. It's high quality. I have your beard oil. It smells good. It lasts throughout the day. It's not, you know, there are some that are good and there are some that are not. And yours is certainly a good one. And I really want to, if we can't drive guys to check that out and certainly participate in your big announcement about No Shave Movember. It sounds like you can really rake in some good stuff if God has blessed you with the ability to grow facial hair. If not, maybe try lip balm if that's not for you.
Yeah.
So. Well, Griffin, I can't thank you enough, man, for taking some time. I know you were between deliveries or actually going to the gym to work out, and you're bouncing a lot of things. But man, thanks, and I know guys will be blessed and hopefully driving some people to check out what you're doing, the story that you're telling, and you're, as I said earlier, you're an easy guy to root for, and I think you're certainly a man of integrity who's really trying to pursue like genuine, authentic sales in such a way that help people, not just help your household.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's the goal, is to grow a community and just to help as many families as we can. So as long as we get to do it, we're going to keep doing it.
Once again, man, I want to thank you for taking some time to listen to today's show. And again, I want to thank Griffin Coyner for taking some time to be on here. That is Stash Salt Moustache Wax. You can go to his website, stashsalt.com, StacheSalt.com. And as I said in the interview, the guy's great on Facebook, but also on Instagram. Got great content. Shares a lot of posts of guys using product and kind of just bringing you in on the story. And that's really the value of what you want with social media. He's a great guy, easy guy to root for. So I want you guys to make sure you check him out. As always, go to thepursuitofmanliness.com or iTunes or YouTube to never miss one of these episodes, whether it's an interview or any other podcast content that comes out with The Pursuit of Manliness. Check us out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all at Pursue Manliness. And of course, our closed Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/ Pursuit of Manliness. Men, thanks for listening, and let's keep raising the standard of what it means to be a man of God.